Well, hi, and welcome to Gospel Time Podcast with your host, Matthew Travis. We're coming to you live on May the 2nd, 2022. Every Saturday, we come out with a biblical topic on our podcast. To download this episode, go to the link below. To learn how to contact us or any info about our podcast, go to gtp.org. Well, now, let's have a Gospel Time Podcast. Enjoy the episode today, and I hope it blesses you.
We lost the struggle, the promises we never kept. Oh, but there's hope. Let me encourage you with a plan that works for me. I speak the cross.
Well, we're talking today with Brother Austin Eisen. So today we're going to interview him and talk with him today. So I hope you enjoy today's episode today. So thank you for being on Gospel Time Podcast, Brother Austin.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to be on here. First time I've ever done something like this, but it's good to be here.
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. The first question I have for you is, how long have you been saved?
I've been saved for 17 years. It'll be 18 years this coming July.
Well, that is very good. God's been helping you, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Every single day.
Well, I want to ask you another question now. I was wanting to ask you, when did you get the Holy Ghost?
I got the Holy Ghost. I got saved in 2005 at Brian Miller's youth camp. And then that very next year at the same youth camp, I got the Holy Ghost. So it's been 16 years since I've had the Holy Ghost.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
So then the next question I would like to ask you is, where do you go to church at?
I go to Alpine Trinity Pentecostal Holiness Church. Brother Rob Rasner is my pastor.
Like, yeah, because we've been down there, my dad's been preaching down there, and it's really good, some good services, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Your dad has been outstanding. A lot of people's got help. I know I got help, but looking forward to see what God's going to do.
Yeah, me too. So the next question I have for you is, how long have you been playing the bass?
I started playing the bass about 9 years ago. Not very good at it. I do my best, but somebody taught me the basics, and I just kind of watched my previous pastor, Brother Tony Stidham, before he went evangelizing. I kind of learned a lot of stuff from him and just watching different people play. I'm not professional, but I can keep a beat and keep a chord.
So, Brother Austin, I was just wanting to ask you if you got, like, any stories that, like, God helped you with, or, like, any stories you'd like to tell that God helped you.
I think one, I've been saved for a little bit there. When I turned 18, you know, I was young. This is back in 2012, so it's been about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I just turned 18, and I was going through a rough stage in my life, you know, so many things haven't really went my way, you know, kind of got my heart broken a couple there, and I was really bitter against God, and, you know, and I was actually considering, I was so bitter and so depressed, I was going to quit church, and I was going to join the army, and I remember just getting so hard, and every time somebody preached, I wouldn't listen, and, you know, I just zone them out. But I remember getting almost to rock bottom when I was going to make that decision not to go back to church, and Brother Gary Lee came and preached at our church, and, you know, I couldn't even tell you what he preached on, but I remember just a battle going in my mind, like, the devil was pulling me, like, you ain't gonna listen to this. And I remember Joe Bud Brother Joe Buzz Strong came up to me. He's like, buddy, don't you think you need to go pray? And, you know, I made the decision. I went down to the altar and I gave it all to God. I gave him all my bitterness and just everything that had me bound. I gave it all to him and God set me free. You know, and that's been about 10 years ago. You know, that's about the closest I've ever come from quitting church. You know, I'm so glad I didn't because, you know, I've had my ups and downs since then. You know, there's been times that I've been down, but God has been so good to me. He's been good to my family. He's given me a beautiful family. You know, it was a few years after that, I met my wife, Crystal, and we got two beautiful boys, Asher and Silas. You know, I couldn't be happier. And God just keeps giving, and he keeps blessing me, you know. And I'm only 27 now. I got many, many years ahead of me. Now I can't wait to see what God does with me and my family. I'm so thankful for him.
Yes, God blesses us so much that we couldn't ever repay him.
Yes, sir.
So, brother, I want you to tell people out here, like some people that are thinking that God doesn't love them, or that their life is hopeless and they don't have nowhere to turn to. I was wanting you to tell them that about Jesus, how he can save them and he can make their life and turn them into a new creature.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, brother. They get that in their mind. I was just talking to a brother today. You know, he feels like no matter how hard he tries, that he can't get to work. He thinks God is done with him. He thinks he's doomed. You know, I asked him, I was like, you know, have you done any unforgivable sins? Have you done anything that God can't forgive you of? He's like, no, I just can't get to a place where God can, I feel like I need to be. He's like, every time I get I be praying, you know, the spirit just leaves me and I feel so empty. You know, I was telling him, it's like when you get to that place, you know, if you're praying for God to bless you and all of a sudden you feel like you hit a wall, you know, that's not a time to quit. That's not a time to stop praying. That's a time to break through the wall. You know, a lot of times when you feel so dry and empty, and a lot of times you feel like, you know, it's like, man, this is hopeless. I'm not getting anywhere. I pray and it never happens. You know, God is just waiting for you to bust down that wall. You know, sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes we got to reach out. You know, we got to do the unexpected.
Yes, sir.
You know, if we go up and pray, we do the same old thing, it's going to bring the same results. You put a different ingredient in there. You do something a little different. God say, hey, you know, he's really wanting this. He really wants a blessing. You know, and that's when God, when you break down that wall and you break through, that's when God gives you the blessing that you need. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. You know, there's people out there, they think that they've gone too far. There's backsliders out there that says they never get back to God. But there's nothing that you can do. And there's nothing that you've done that the grace of God can't go to you. You can't go deep. The hole doesn't go far enough to where God's hands can't reach. He loves you. He cares about you. And, you know, there's a lot of times people say, I'm not worth it. You know, why would such a big God care about somebody like me? You know, that God loves. He'll leave the 99 sheep in the wilderness to go after the one that is lost. So today, if you're listening to this, and if you think that you're too far gone, or you're not even saved, and maybe you've never been in church or heard anything, and you just stumbled across this podcast. God loves you, and there's nothing that he'll not do for you. He'll go to the ends of the earth for you. He gave his life on an old cross. He gave it and shed his precious blood on Calvary that we could be saved. And I'll tell you tonight, or today, God will save you. Because he loves you more than anything. You know, we all know the scripture, John 3:16.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, that's, we learned that scripture since we were kids. You know, that you may have never heard that scripture. There's a lot of people out there that they don't know the Bible. They don't know the love of Jesus. But once you experience the love of God, the love of Jesus, there's nothing like it. There ain't no drug. There's no alcohol. There's nothing in this world that can fill the void. But the only thing that can, and the only thing that can set you free, is Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir, that is right. You did good there, brother.
Thank you.
If you were listening to this podcast today and you want to know how you can know Jesus, all you got to do is come to him and ask him to save you. Because like Brother Austin said, that in John 3:16, it says in the verse, everlasting life. So you can have everlasting life today if you just turn your heart over to God and let him wash your heart and make it white as snow, and you will be a lot better person. You'll have a lot better life, and people will see the results that you got saved because you will be a different person. Ain't that right, Brother Austin?
Yes, sir. That is right.
So Brother Austin, do you got anything to say to people that are like depressed, or they think that their life is meaningless and they want to commit suicide or anything like that? That you tell them, can you tell them that their life is meaningful?
Yes. Actually, I have another little story about that. There was around that same time frame in 2012. You know, it was right after I got, I went through a real bad heartbreak, and there was a lot of, I testified about it a couple times in my own church, but there was a time, you know, I went into my bedroom and I had a 12 gauge shotgun sitting there. You know, I had the barrel in my mouth, and I was thinking about pulling the trigger. You know, I had it loaded and everything. You know, the devil kept telling me, do it. Do it, you know, nobody's gonna care that you're gone, you know, your life ain't gonna go the way you plan. But, you know, in the back of my mind, there was a voice saying, don't do it, because I knew the end results, you know. And I, you know, it wasn't long after that, you know, when I got help and God, you know, God came down and he touched me. You know, it just goes to show, it's like, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how high up you are, you know, everybody's, the devil doesn't want you to live. The devil will do anything he can to destroy you. And, you know, if you let Satan tell you these lies, you know, listen, we see it all in the news every single day, you know, about suicides. And I'll tell you this, suicide, if you commit suicide, that's committing a murder, and it'll only lead you to hell.
Yes, sir.
And hell is not a, if you don't know what hell is, it's a place of torment. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of burning. It's not a place. But I'll tell you what, there's a God that will save you from that. If you're depressed tonight, and if you're feeling like you're in that stage, you want to commit suicide, let me tell you, there is another way. There is always another way. There is a person that will give you life. He'll give you joy, and he'll give you the unspeakable joy. I tell you, when I first got saved 17 years ago, you know, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't into sin, a bad, you know, a lot of sin, but I was a sinner all the same. You know, I
Yeah.
was 11 years old when I got saved, you know, but I was miserable, depressed. You know, I've come from a broken home. My mom left me when I was just a month old, and my dad, he was married a few times to different women. You know, I knew a lot of heartache. I went through a lot of things. I've seen things I shouldn't have seen as a young person, as a young boy. You know, and there's people out in this world that's had it twice as bad as me, I understand. You know, they went through abuse, they've come through broken homes, they drugs, addictions, their moms, you know, some people are beaten and abused. I tell you, God cares about them more than anybody. You know, when God came to this earth, he didn't come for the people that are rich. He didn't come for the people that are wealthy. He came for the people that are broken. The people that, you know, he came for the sinner. You know, when he went into the dinner there, he was eating with a bunch of the sinners, the tax collectors, and he ate with a bunch of sinners and the Pharisees. They said, "Why are you eating with all the sinners and the people that, you know, we look down upon?" And Jesus said, "These are the people I come to save." I know I'm not saying this word for word from the Bible, but I'm just, you know, telling the story. But he said, "These are the people I come to save." And let me tell you, friend, you are never low enough, and you'll never, you know, It doesn't matter what walk of life you are from. Jesus loves you, and he will do anything he can to save you. And I understand that it may seem like, why would God want me? But God chose you. He knows your name. He knows every hair on your head. He counts them. He knows every single hair that's on your head. There's nothing about you that he don't know. And he has a plan and a will for your life, whether you realize it or not. And he wants to save you today. And he'll do anything in his power to do so. But it's got to be you. It has to be you to take out that, he take the first step. He's waiting with arms open wide, always waiting for you to come and embrace him.
Yes, sir. Wow, that is powerful. Shoo, wow. Man, you did really, really good, Austin.
Thank you. I believe every word of it.
So, now I just want to ask you real quick, like, to tell people out there if they're, like, saying, well, God can't save me. I sinned too much, or I did this too much, and there's no hope for me, and God can't save me. So why would there even be a point of going to church? Tell people that God can save them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that believe that the only sin that you can't be sinned from, if you curse God,
yeah,
and there's a couple others, but if you curse God and curse the Holy Ghost, you know, that's an unforgivable sin.
Yeah.
But if you haven't done that, you know, there's hope. There's always hope. God will save you. You know, there's people, you know, I knew a brother in my church a while back. He doesn't go to our church anymore, but he always got in his mind. He would come to church and he would backslid after three or four weeks because he would get in his mind like, I can't be saved. I've done too many bad things. He told his testimony there for a little bit. He rode with the Angels Club there, the motorcycle gang. I don't know the exact name, but it was a real bad gang in a motorcycle. You know, he's been stabbed. He's been shot. He's been shot at. He shot at people. He stabbed people. You know, he said he's done all these bad things, and the devil will get in his mind that God can't save me. God can't do this for me. Why do I even come here? And, you know, if you listen to Satan and you let him ride on your shoulder, and you let him whisper those lies, and you believe those lies, you know, there's no hope. But all you got to do is speak the name of Jesus. You know, that's why I tell people, when the devil starts talking to you, and you start hearing these, because it ain't coming from God.
Yeah.
When you hear all these lies, and saying that I'm not worth it, it's not from God. It's always the devil or one of his own angels. You know, there's nothing God can't save you from. You can't go deep enough to where he can't get you. And, you know, so many times people let it happen. You know, then that's the state of the world. You look around this world today, people, they don't know about God. They try to do whatever feels good, do it. You know, and all the while, you know, time's wrapping up. This world is coming to an end.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're looking, I mean, it doesn't take a scientist to know. You just look around at the signs and the times, you know, our government, it's scary. It's scary. And to live in a time like this without Jesus, without being saved, you know, it's scary. And even though people are looking, you know, I talk to people at my work and they agree, like, oh, yeah, we're in the end times, but yet people go in their own, they stay in their own ways. They don't change. Like, they think they're okay. And that's the number one lie of the enemy. Is saying that you can still go to heaven and still do all the bad things, you know, still sin. There is no sin allowed to enter into heaven. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter how big the sin is that you committed. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. God is always, he's waiting for you. He's married to the backslider. He's married to the sinner. And he wants nothing more for you to enter into his kingdom. Because when that trumpet sounds, that's it. There's no other second chances after that trumpet sounds. And if you want to be saved, just cry out to Jesus. Cry out to him. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. You know, if you're a backslider, God, bring me back. Put me back to where I once was. Give me the hope and the joy that I once had. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Give me, you know, and if you are sincere and you pray with a sincere heart, and you pray in faith, knowing that God will do it. God will do it. All he has to do, the Bible says, knock and the door shall be open. He's waiting at the door for you to knock. And all you got to do is open the door. You know, I preached a couple services ago on sign, sent, delivered. You know, the thing you need is already, it's already been bought on Calvary. You know, it's already been sent and it's already been delivered. And the only thing you got to do is go pick it up. It's a free gift. God's already sent it to you. It's already there. It's yours to receive it if you're willing.
Well, Brother Austin, I would like you to pray for people that are not saved out there, that they would get saved. And if there's people out there that are depressed and they feel hopelessness and they feel dread and they feel like they're lonely, I would like you to pray for them right now, if you will.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray today, Lord, if there's anybody listening to this, God, that are feeling lonely, God, if there's anybody out there that are feeling depressed or suicidal, or God, maybe they're a backslider, Lord, that's known, God, Lord, and strayed away from your love, or maybe they're just in their state and just discouraged, and Lord, the devil's got in their mind, and Lord, and telling them lies. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you reach your hand, Lord, right now, Lord, and whoever it is that's listening, God, Lord, you know their name, Lord, you know everything about them. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you come down, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you touch them. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you save their souls, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you deliver them. Lord, if they're bound by alcohol, Lord, if they're bound by drugs, Lord, if they're bound by anything, Lord, if they got, Lord, just any situation that they're in, God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you reach down, Lord, you know exactly what it is. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you stay, Lord, you died for them on a cross. Lord, you got all their sins are paid under the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, I thank you for this podcast. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you bless the listeners, God. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that your will be done. In Jesus' heavenly name, amen.
Well, thank you, Brother Austin. Well, I thank you guys for tuning in to Gospel Time Podcast with your host, Matthew Travis. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Brother Austin Eisen today on May 2nd, 2022. Well, join us next time for our podcast this Saturday coming up. And before we go, I would like to tell you about you can learn how to contact us and get some info about us at gtp.org. Well, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And see y'all next time on Gospel Time Podcast.
We rise to battle the tempter's voice of past regret, recalling ways we lost the struggle, the promises we never kept. Oh, but there's hope. Let me encourage you with a plan. For me, I speak the cross.